BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda,
utterly unacceptable. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Japan's prime minister calls North Korea's latest missile test that landed in the sea near his country. Part of a record barrage of North Korean launches this year. But Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports this was an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the U.S.
Showing North Korea's potential ability to launch nuclear attacks on all of the United States mainland. While meeting with leaders from Japan, South Korea, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand at a regional forum in Bangkok, Vice President Kamala Harris condemning the launch.
It destabilizes security in the region and unnecessarily raises tensions.
There's an update on the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Some have blamed on Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, but
the Biden administration now argues the Crown Prince's senior position makes him immune to a lawsuit in the U.S. brought by Khashoggi's fiance. Bin Salman has denied ordering the killing, but later admitted it happened under his watch. While the State Department says the move is purely a legal determination, the request is non-binding, as the judge will ultimately decide whether or not to grant immunity.
Fox's Sean Langell. The FBI has joined the investigation in Moscow, Idaho, where four university students were found murdered, knifed to death inside a home on Sunday. Aaron Snell with Idaho State Police says forensics teams are still inside the house.
It's a horrific crime scene, and so, you know, people do wear out. People, you know, it takes an emotional toll.
So far, there's no suspect named. How many workers are left at Twitter? That's a big question today amid Elon Musk's uncontroversial takeover.
Twitter exploded with posts using hashtags goodbye Twitter and rest in peace Twitter. As many people posted, they were taking flight and leaving the company. Elon Musk reportedly issued an ultimatum that remaining workers decide by Thursday afternoon if they wanted to be, quote, extremely hardcore and remain or leave with severance pay.
That's John Akatsuyama with Fox 2 TV. America's listening to Fox News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
House Democrats need to find new leaders in the next Congress when Republicans take over the majority and pick a new speaker to replace Nancy Pelosi.
For me, the hour's come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect.
Democrats left the House chamber emotional after hearing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announce she will not run for another term as Democratic leader.
Follow her lead, her wise, compassionate lead.
That was the advice from Pennsylvania Democrat Madeline Dean for whoever succeeds Pelosi as the top House Democrat. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a former House colleague of Pelosi's, also watched her speech from inside the House chamber.
I've known her since she got here in 1987. And I wanted to be here. It was this historic, beautiful moment.
In a statement, President Biden said history will remember Pelosi as the most consequential Speaker of the House in history. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There are still five House races undecided. So far, Republicans have won 218, Democrats 212. Two U.S. Customs and Border agents are hospitalized in Puerto Rico the day after being shot by suspected drug traffickers, along with a third agent who died. It happened on a ship near the Puerto Rican coast. One of those traffickers was also killed, another taken into custody. One of the drugs being smuggled into the U.S., causing a lot of overdose deaths, is fentanyl, but researchers are working on a vaccine.
The study published in the journal Pharmaceutics showed the vaccine is able to generate anti-fentanyl antibodies that bind to the fentanyl and prevent it from entering the brain, allowing it to be eliminated through the kidneys. The user would not feel the euphoric effects of the drug, and it could help them get back on the wagon. It would also counter the drug's fatal effects. Researchers study the effects on rats and say they're going to hold clinical trials on humans in the coming months. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could surge at the opening bell later this hour. Dow futures up over 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A Rantoul man who allegedly had drugs on him when police went to talk to him about a hit and run has been criminally charged. 29-year-old Zante Portis was involved in the hit and run near the intersection of Maplewood Drive and Clark Street by another vehicle that did not stop. Police found about 16 grams of suspected crack cocaine on him. Carle Foundation Hospital adding more pediatric beds to its facility due to the ongoing surge of respiratory virus or RSV among children. According to the hospital, the overflow of beds will be added to an area of the hospital formerly set aside for adults with COVID. Illinois officials reminding drivers to be prepared for winter weather conditions, planning and preparation needed more than ever due to a nationwide shortage of commercial vehicle drivers that's impacting staffing levels of winter operation teams throughout the Illinois region and the Midwest. Make sure you have your own supplies in your car, batteries, food, and flashlights. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Good morning. Thank you, Jim Miller. Let's check with our meteorologist, Greg Solier. Man, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. How about you guys?
Well, definitely brisk.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely wearing layers.
But you know what? It doesn't feel cold when you know you got a break early Monday, and it's going to be better for Thanksgiving week. That really helps everything because if you get locked in the winter and it snows 5 feet like Buffalo, you're going to have five feet on the ground for a long time.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of snow for a long time.
Yeah, so yeah, we can, just a little reminder of what will be coming down the pike here, a little more steadfast here winter-wise. It's going to be, we always get cold, we get snow, maybe a little more challenging, more character building as we get deeper into the winter season around here. But in the meantime, nice respite expected for next week. And yeah, these are historic lake snow, the full fetch run from Toledo and Cleveland right to Buffalo. The wind across Lake Erie in Ontario piling up upwards are going to be 7 and 8 feet. They've already got 2.5 feet on the ground around that Orchard Park where the Bills play. So that game has been rescheduled and relocated as well. They will not be able to keep up with that snow at all. Back here, a couple snow flurries in the air here and there. 21, make that 23, Willard and Savoy and Rantoul as well. 24 over at Danville. 22, Bloomington Normal. A struggle today, just 29. That's it. More like January out there. The field with wind chills in the upper single digits and teens much of the day. A couple snowflakes and a gusty southwest wind. Not much sun at all. 16 tonight, a little more sun tomorrow. 34, a gusty southwest wind, turning westerly, gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour in the afternoon. They'll be up around 30 at kickoff, maybe a couple of snowflakes and a windy day over at the Big House for Illinois and Michigan football. We'll bottom out here tomorrow night, clearing off and cold at 12, sunshine and 30 on Sunday, but then a recovery next week and a quiet weather picture for holiday travel, front side and back side of the holiday, either side of East Central Illinois at 45 Monday, 48 Tuesday, up around 51 on Wednesday, 40s next Thursday and Friday, maybe a sprinkle and a snowflake, nothing more come Thanksgiving Day Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, she's a nutrition chef and author of the just-released book, What's on Your Fork? Easy, healthy meals for everybody. And what a great name, Shelley.
Hey, thanks so much. I tell people all the time, I married a man with that last name, but I have been putting up with him for 12 years, so I'm going to take full credit for it now.
Shelley Loving, as in I love you. Shelley Loving is her name, nutrition chef and author. Okay, so is it ever okay to ask your partner to lose weight?
Well, I think you can do it in a loving, sorry for the pun, way. Instead of focusing on the pounds and the weight and the body image, let's focus on getting healthy and maybe do it with them so you have a partnership, right? It is your partner. So maybe if you do it alongside with them and focus on healthy rather than losing weight, I think you would have a lot more success at that conversation.
Why is it so hard to get exercising?
Why is it so hard what?
To exercise.
Because it's hard to create those habits. It takes time. It takes discipline. You got to put on the tennis shoes. It just takes discipline. And a lot of people don't have that.
But I'm tired.
Exactly. Your heart needs you to exercise.
But I have chips in the TV over there.
That's right.
I want to really breathe hard here.
A little more appealing.
Yeah, I got a little issue. My elbow hurts or something, you know. I don't know.
Well, then walk the block.
I guess you have to, you know, I've said this many, many times. You have to decide. You have to choose. You have to decide. You have to make a decision as to what you want it to look like. You're going to have failing health. It'll be worse. You'll if the longer you sit, the more you'll sit. And so if you want that, if you don't want that, you can change. But you really, Shelley, you have to really want it. You have to decide. You have to have a why that's stronger than the couch.
I love that. You know, and you also have to think of it this way. The food is going to give you 5 minutes of joy with the taste buds and the flavor, but it's going to have long-term effects on your health. And food is a tool. It's what tells your body how to protect you and how to stay healthy. And if you feed your body crap, it's going to treat you like crap. So I feel like if we could put more focus on what the food is doing for us rather than it tasting good, then maybe we'll make some better choices.
Shelley, I've gone through some lifestyle coaching in that manner and lost a bunch of weight, but it is hard to keep it off once you're done with that chapter. Can you give some people some tips as far as if you've had some late weight loss or if you're just starting out of getting things going and keeping it up?
Absolutely. I just think if we could stop focusing on the pounds. So here's an example. My husband, after his heart attack, I was on a mission to heal him. And so I started feeding him healthy, right? Well, I started eating the food I was feeding him because I'm his partner, and I started getting healthy. So that's when the light bulb moments came on for me, and I was like, you know what? I need to teach more people to stop focusing on the number on the scale and put more focus on what are you eating. Because if you're going to eat an anti-inflammatory diet, naturally you're going to cut out those weight-gaining foods like carbs, you know, the white carbs like gluten and dairy and sugar. Because if you keep a focus on healthy eating and anti-inflammatory eating, those foods are eliminated. So what's going to happen? You're going to drop the weight. But if you focus on the weight and the scale, it's just going to stress you out. We all need to be living a healthier life. So let's put a little more focus on that and enjoy the foods that are really good for us. Because healthy eating doesn't have to be boring. It's still delicious, and my cookbook will prove that.
Well, I was surprised I was living my life dehydrated, and looking at what kind of fluids I was taking in was big for me, Shelley.
Absolutely. That is a big, I mean, I would say that maybe this is my own statistic, but I would say that's probably 65% of it right there. When you stay hydrated, all of your organs work better. Your digestion system works better. So I just believe that hydration is everything.
Julie Loving on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance
Shelley.
Road. Shelley Love, sorry. Shelley Loving on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance Road phone line. Shelley, what, that's the question. What is hydrated? I mean, for me, for Diane, what is, how much, right. how much water?
Average sized person, how much water do we need?
What am I doing?
Yeah, so you definitely, my rule of thumb is real simple to keep it obtainable for everybody and easy to understand on a daily basis. Drink half of your body weight in ounces. So Uh-oh. If you weigh 100 pounds, strive for 50 ounces a day. Are you going to do that every day? No. But in the back of your mind, keep that top of mind and say, okay, I've had 3 bottles today, so I've got 2 to go. And that's just an easy way to keep up. Another suggestion I have with drinking more water, this sounds silly, but get a cup that you love and mm-hmm. get a straw. You're more inclined to drink more water if it's easy, if you can just put your mouth around the straw and sip.
Yep.
I like the little flavor things that don't add calories and stuff. That helps me a lot. But I'm only doing 64 ounces of water a day, so I'm not where I need to be.
But
then,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's But if a 200-pound man, that's 100 ounces. That's more than I don't weigh that much. But I mean, it's important.
Well, you're losing weight because you're running the bathroom all the time.
Well, you are going to do that. There's no doubt about it. All right, it's our friend Shelley Loving, and how can people get your book?
Absolutely. So you can go to Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. It's called What's on Your Fork. And if you want to stay inspired with some healthy eating and cooking tips, you can follow me on social. Every platform is at Shelley Can Help. And my website is ShelleyCanHelp.com.
And that's with an E, correct? S-A-T-L-L-E.
It is.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Loving Shelley Loving, and she's in Dallas. This is an awkward question, but do you have weight issues?
I do not. My husband and I, we just take care of our bodies, and I'm 5'4", and I weigh 120 pounds, which is pretty average for me.
Because if you're writing the book and you're telling me to do it, I got to make sure you're kind of doing it for that, you know?
I am doing it.
Good
for
you.
You can see my pictures on my website and see I don't have a weight problem.
Well, good for you, because a long time ago, I interviewed Richard Simmons several times, and
yes.
I remember talking to him, and he was
striped shorts and all.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. He was just as entertaining as can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget when I said, "Well, Richard, you know, some people metabolic issues and big boned." And he went, "No, they don't. It's called closed mouth." That's what he said.
just stop putting it in.
Yeah, yep. And I mean, there's a zillion diet books and all that stuff out there, but one guy said when the sun goes down, the fork goes down.
That's a good
that
one,
was
too.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Or okay. I might adopt that.
When the sun goes down, because I have late night issues eating.
That's right.
Binging like that. And also, eat till you're full. Eat what you want. Stop when you're full. And we don't listen to our tummies anymore. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah, it takes our tummy 20 minutes to catch up with our brain.
Yeah, if we eat slower, too, that'd be better.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, nice meeting you, Shelley. Good luck with everything, and thanks for being on today.
Hey, nice to meet you, too, and thanks for having me. I hope we can do this again sometime.
I do, too. You were great. Great to have Shelley loving.
ShelleyCanHelp.com.
Yep. Okay, sports headlines coming up.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
If you need insurance, you gotta go to Insurance Providers Group. They can help you like they've helped me. Hi, it's Jay Layman. Insurance Providers Group can get you a quote on all aspects of personal, business, agricultural, life, and health insurance, and employee benefits. They represent many insurance companies that allow them to provide you with the most competitive rates and the best coverage. Call Kyle Lewis at 217-352-7080 or email Kyle at ipgins.com or go to the website for a quote at ipgins.com. INS.com.
All right. You want to stay connected with your money when you're on the go all Thanksgiving, Christmas season.
Yeah.
Busey can help you. They've got it going with a mobile banking. I check that all the time because you make sure that there's something in there not funny.
Yeah, you're right.
That's one reason.
Okay.
So if you want to go to your phone, it's within reach. You can do the mobile app. It saves you time. You have the palm in the you have the branch in the palm of your hand. It is safe and secure. Proper security measures in place. It's as secure as banking online using your home computer. Busey also offers options on how you access your accounts on the go. The Busey mobile app, Busey.com, is where you'd go to check out their web. There's a ton of information at Busey.com. All you got to do is be committed to really having a handle on your finances, and it can begin with Busey. They're dedicated to making your banking hassle-free, no matter where your holiday travel plans take you. With their innovative and secure mobile solutions, download the Busey mobile app today to access your accounts anytime, anywhere. Visit Busey.com or call 800-67-BUSEY for details. Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC. All right, Illinois basketball tonight, UCLA. That'll be tonight in Vegas. 8:30's tip-off, then we'll get Virginia or Baylor. So these are all teams that are ranked higher than me. And then, of course, Illinois at Michigan tomorrow. That is 11 a.m. We're 18-point underdogs. Brett Bielma's mother died. It's very sad. Say prayers for Brett Bielma's family. Mother Marilyn passed away. We got the word yesterday. So go Illini all weekend long. Paul Goldschmidt is your National League Most Valuable Player. Aaron Judge in the American League. Paul Goldschmidt, number one. Manny Machado, two. And how about Nolan Arenado, number three? Unity plays tomorrow at 2 in Williamsville.
That's right.
Go Rockets in the 3A semifinal football game. All right, ESPN 93.5, a break. Fox Business Minute coming up. Your Steve Arofer. I'm handing out $50 bills today. To Curtis Orchard.
That's right.
All your pies for Thanksgiving at GoSteever.com. GoSteever.com. You've
pumpkin,
got to be kidding.
Apple, cherry, pecan, peach, blackberry cobbler. You'll want that.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday, this midwinter feel continues on as expected over the weekend with a couple of passing snowflakes. Certainly beats the big snows, lake effect style, southwest Michigan. And yeah, they've even had to move football games around out of that Buffalo area in an elongated stretch of big snows that'll pile up 5 to 7 feet. In that particular part of the Lower Lakes region. But back closer to home, our big story around here, milder days and a quiet weather picture into Thanksgiving week. Not today, though. Cold one at 29. A couple of snowflakes, gusty southwest to west wind. Seas will be cold tonight. Clouds break 16. Tomorrow, rather windy, turning colder, partly sunny. Highs up near 34. Low temperatures drop in the afternoon. The winds turn west. They could 20 to 30 mile per hour gust as the afternoon wears on up to 40 miles per hour as well in open areas. Down near 12 tomorrow night. Sunshine 30 on Sunday. Sunday, 45 Monday, near 50 Tuesday and Wednesday, a little bit of rain and wet snow, no big deal for Thanksgiving Day, quiet on Friday, highs in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Neil Cavuto.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street on track to start the day higher at the opening bell. Novavax COVID-19 booster gets the green light in Canada. Twitter telling employees offices are being temporarily closed, effective immediately. They'll reopen on Monday. The announcement coming as hundreds of employees may have opted to leave the company after Elon Musk threatened to fire them if they didn't bring long hours at high intensity. One report says, according to an engineer, resignations had hit important parts of the company's engineering operation. And the Wall Street Journal reporting there's a new office status symbol from a century-old brand, Stanley, which some associate with camping gear. They say its Quencher 40-ounce drinking vessel is sometimes going for 2 to 3 times its retail price on the secondary market. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
High energy bills or not enough hot water for your shower? Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing for a Rinnai Energy Star rated tankless water heater. These high efficiency units give you unlimited hot water while keeping your utility bills low and lasting twice the lifespan of a regular tank water heater. Upgrading your home with a second bathroom or finishing that basement? Dogtown has a free in-home consultation to get your project started and to stay on track. Call 217-841-4728 to get a certified plumber on your doorstep. Mention this commercial for an additional 10% off. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Nice to have Major Sue Summit in our studio. You found Philo, Sue.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you are related to Randall Summit?
Married 40 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Salvation Army,
yes.
Sue Summit. We got bell ringing coming up. We got money to raise. We got loving to do. Tell me what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, our theme this year is Love Beyond Christmas. Because the message we'd like to get out is that the money that's raised in the kettles during Christmas season isn't just for Christmas, isn't just for toys. We serve 365 days a year. We have all kinds of programs that we do, food pantry, veteran services, which also has a 5-bed shelter at this time, homeless aid and transitional housing, emergency assistance, education, individual poverty reducing food programs, toy assistance, youth and senior programs, emergency disaster services. We have a canteen that goes out 4 nights a week all year long.
Oh, those are such local heroes that volunteer to be a part of that, Sue. You know, I was sitting at the table with the folks when you were having an appreciation dinner.
Sure.
And I had a heart full of love for that canteen that goes out.
Right.
And the people that they experience and just covering the situation with love so that they have a meal. It just means so much of what
right.
the Salvation Army
Absolutely.
And Champaign does. I know you're located in the old Heilig Meyer building, and can people go by there for job services and on all
oh,
these
absolutely.
Programs?
Absolutely. At 2112 North Market Street, mm-hmm. right behind the mall mm-hmm. in Champaign. Yeah, that's where all the social services take place. And they go in and they just interview and see which program fits them best. And we go from there.
Can we eliminate need?
Excuse me?
Can we eliminate need? Can we eliminate homelessness? Can we eliminate? I mean, we love them like Jesus would love them.
We do.
Boy, we'd be it'd be wonderful if we didn't have you, right?
I mean, well, that's kind of what I was thinking. If we eliminate it, then what?
Well,
you'd be
in the church. You'd be
that's right.
You'd be doing God's work, but it would be just so nice. But It's just, I guess God puts people here to kind of remind us that we need to help them.
Right.
And we need
right.
to try and do something what we can and be generous and think outside ourselves.
That, exactly.
And so bell ringing can do that. How can people sign up to be a bell ringer?
They can go to our website, sachampagne.org. And on our Christmas page, it shows you everything. To sign up to volunteer, though, for the bell ringing, you can go to registertoring.com. And also just stopping in and connecting with our development director, Melissa. Her phone number is 217-607-9445.
Can you give me the cliff notes on Salvation Army for those that somehow don't know about Salvation Army?
Yeah, it's been around forever.
Sure.
1800 and something. Mm, yeah.
1865,
wow.
Absolutely.
Right
yeah.
after the Civil War. My
right.
goodness.
We've been in Champaign since 1891.
No wow. kidding.
So that's how long the Red Kettle campaign has been going on.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's an organization our founder, William Booth, never intended to form a church, you mm-hmm. know, to form a religious or well, he did to inform a religious organization, but his goal was, you know, there are people living and yeah. dying mm-hmm. in the streets. Yeah. What can we do to help?
Well, Salvation Army has done a lot. It's a ripple effect of what you've done generationally.
So thank you.
Huge.
Okay. Love beyond Christmas.
Love beyond Christmas. Love 12 months a year, Sue.
That's
love
right.
All the time.
All the time.
And
yeah.
I know the Red Kettle campaign has gone through some shifts, especially during COVID, and
yes.
so many people don't have cash anymore.
Well, that's
exactly.
a thing, isn't it?
It is.
I mean,
is
young, 18 to 34 don't carry money.
They do not, but
wow.
we have a solution.
Okay.
Okay. What is
good
it, Sue?
Work.
At all of our kettles, you can scan the QR code
okay.
or the NFC code at any kettle, and we also have virtual kettles that you can go online. They're contactless, digital, virtual kettles.
And make it easy.
Makes it easy, yeah. yep. Businesses can do sponsorships on kettles, you know, sponsor a whole day or, you know, sponsor the season.
Last question, do you still get the gold coin?
You know, last year we did not.
Oh.
But we're still looking.
Yeah.
We're always
somebody
looking.
Always puts a gold mm-hmm. a coin, usually is $2,000 in gold, usually.
Right. And you
yeah.
never know where it's going to show
right.
up. It's not always just, you know, Illinois. It could be Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you for coming in. And thank
you
for
having
what
me.
You do.
Thank you.
Very
we
much.
We couldn't do it without our community
well,
partners.
We're
so
in. We're 100% in with the Salvation
Register
Army.
ReGISTERTORING.COM and sachampagne.org for details on our Salvation Army.
Hey, thank you, Sue. Appreciate you coming in. Thanks for finding Philo, which, look in the water tower, it's the center of the universe.
Exactly.
Nice
thanks.
To see you,
what
Major.
A blessing you are.
Well, you're a blessing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Major Sue Summit, Salvation Army. Again, get involved and help. Give money, donate, and love 12 months a year. What a great message that is. All right, we'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5. Our friend Griff Jenkins, Fox News anchor and reporter. He's coming up next. It's 828 ESPN 93.5.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week. What does the Apple Dumplin' restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites, fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, and meatloaf as comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' restaurant.
Open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays.
On High Cross Road in Urbana.
You can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
It's a totally Christmas winter wonderland at Prairie Gardens. Ornaments, decor, wreaths, garlands, and so much more all ready now. Along with brand new savings. This week, save 50% off all Christmas bushes. Select large Christmas candle jars are $6.97. All furniture, save 10%. Plus, find your perfect artificial Christmas tree with the largest selection around and very best tree guarantee. At Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. North Korea's military has test-fired a missile with enough range to hit anywhere in the United States, according to Japan's defense minister, Vice President Harris, condemning the missile launches.
It destabilizes security in the region and unnecessarily raises tension.
She's at a regional summit in Thailand. A mass exodus at Twitter. Employees saying no thanks to an ultimatum from new owner Elon Musk.
In a company-wide email, Musk writing to build a breakthrough Twitter 2.0, we will need to be extremely hardcore, adding that if you are sure that you want to be part of the new Twitter, please click yes. Anyone who has not done so by 5 p.m., no response will be taken as a resignation. Remote work is over, and work outside of business hours and weekends might be required.
Susan Lee with Fox Business. All Twitter offices are closed until Monday. Musk on Twitter says he's not worried about the resignations, as he says the best people are staying. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Another Illinois man facing federal charges for his actions during the breach of the Capitol on January 6 last year. Prosecutors say Tang Jing Yang of Hoffman Estates among rioters illegally on the grounds of the Capitol. Yang forcibly interfered by physically grabbing hold of an officer's baton. An e-learning yesterday at Urbana High School that follows another threat made against the school. School officials experienced multiple threats the past 2 weeks. The most recent Wednesday, when someone sent a threatening email to the school saying they will come in and shoot students, the school was placed on hard lockdown. Illinois officials reminding drivers to be prepared for winter weather conditions. Planning and preparation needed more than ever due to a nationwide shortage of commercial vehicle drivers that is impacting staffing levels and winter operations throughout the Illinois and Midwest regions. And state officials say try to be prepared with your own needs in your car, food, water, and fresh batteries. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. For Eastern Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and Saturday, this December/January feel continues on across the area, even colder air inside over the course of the weekend, and still a couple of passing snowflakes from time to time. The lake snows, lake effect style, continue on. Northwest and north central Indiana, big lake totals expected. Southwest and west central lower Michigan, speaking of big snows, 5 to 7 feet expected around the Buffalo area as winds run the entire stretch of Lake Ontario. That is a prolific lake effect machine, if I've seen one myself. 29 the expected high here for the day today. Clouds, couple of snowflakes, gusty southwest to west wind. 16 for tonight. Clouds break tomorrow, rather windy, turning colder as well. Partly sunny up to 34, but temperature slide in the afternoon, and a west wind could hit 40 miles per hour. 12 here tomorrow night, mostly sunny and 30 on Sunday, but then up to 45 Monday, near 50 Tuesday and Wednesday. A little bit of rain and wet snow, no big deal for Thanksgiving Day. High temperature up to 46 degrees. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol.
When I was walking in Memphis, ladies and gentlemen, he is a big star. He's an anchor. He's a reporter. And Griff, you have been everywhere. You put yourself in harm's way. But if Fox calls you today and says, I need you to go get stranded in Buffalo for a month, you just got to say no. It's Griff Jenkins, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, Stevie J? Please, I'm a surfer. Do not send me to 19 feet of snow or whatever they're going to get. But I will say, because Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills star quarterback, is my fantasy football quarterback in my Fox League that includes Mike Emanuel, Brad Bear, I'm really relieved they moved that game to Detroit.
Yes, that's a great equalizer, 5 feet of snow. I mean, I really like Buffalo. My son actually has Josh on his team, too. He's really good, and people are saying, oh, no, he's slipping. No, he's not. He's a great quarterback. That guy's going to be unbelievable. Okay, issue one. You reported that Taylor Swift tickets in Atlanta for the best seats in the house 35,000 each, and you were trying to get them for your daughters?
That's right. Listen, this is a national emergency. Make no mistake, if you're a teenage, early 20s young woman, and my daughter, who's 21, is right in that wheelhouse. And, you know, Ticketmaster really should have been thinking, like, this is Taylor Swift. She hasn't been on tour for 4+ years. You knew they were coming. You knew that there was going to be all these people for this pre-sale that was going on for her highly awaited tour. And what happened was my daughter, like thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of fans, were in these queues. My daughter for 14 hours over 2 days still didn't get them.
You're kidding.
And now this problem's arrived on my doorstep because I got to find a way to get tickets. And hey, she sure as heck can't afford it.
Here's what you do. You go to your guys and say, I need the Fox Jet. I'm going to use that. And then you're going to buy my tickets because I'm Griff Jenkins. That's how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You
just listen, I would be doing that, except for the fact that, Mark, every time you play that theme song for me walking in Memphis, Mark Cohn calls me and says, hey, man, have you seen inflation? Biden ain't gotten it down. I'm going to need more royalties. Stevie J played it again.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. All right, Griff Jenkins. Okay, I don't even quite know where to start. We're going to investigate Hunter Biden for 2 years. Is that kind of what you're getting?
Well, you know, there was obviously a lot of questions when and if the Republicans took the majority, which they have slimly taken so far, still a few seats out there, but it's still going to be considered very slim, whether or not they would try and dig into some of the investigations of Hunter Biden, things like that, or if they would just simply try and move forward and fix things like the border, try and undo some of the Biden policies, or rather bring back some of the Trump policies for, you know, lack of a better word, or whether they would, like, tackle inflation and all the other problems. But it does look, at least with regards to the oversight, powerful oversight House committee that Jim Comer, who is going to be the incoming chairman, wants to make in investigating the entire Biden family a priority for the next Congress. Yeah. He says that the American people care whether or not their leaders are compromised, and he believes Joe Biden is a compromised president.
I'd rather care about if the FBI infiltrated the Proud Boys and they still let January 6th happen. Now, that to me is interesting. I want to know about what the heck went on that day, if in fact the FBI did, and apparently they did infiltrate the Proud Boys and were there, stop the thing instead of going along so you can arrest everybody. I don't get that one, Mr. Griff Jenkins. I don't understand.
Well, and, you know, boy, you really raise a good point, although we know that one of the first acts that the Republicans are going to do is to disband the January 6th committee. So the question is, how do they get to questions like the FBI infiltrating January 6th and then not have the January 6th committee?
Well, can't you get another one? Can't you just create one that actually has somebody on the other side that could have both sides?
So the answer to your question is absolutely yes. That is what having the majority gives you. You get to set the agenda. You decide the scope and focus of every hearing, and you have subpoena power. So you could call FBI folks up there or anyone else. Mm-hmm. So that is a great point. Although we also know, by the way, I should just add for the full picture for our listeners that, you know, they've said they want to also find out what happened and if that disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and the origins of COVID, which is yet to be determined.
All good. And then, by the way, you certainly have spent a whole bunch of your life in the last 2 years on the border. Mm-hmm. And Secretary Mayorkas is sitting there saying the border's secure. What in the world? Why would he say that?
Well, you know what? It's a good thing Congressman Griff Jenkins wasn't there, because I would have absolutely tore him to pieces. And I say that as a fair and balanced journalist, because in the last couple of years, I have gone all the way down to the Panamanian border there, the Darien Gap jungle, where the dangerous trek that the migrants make through there. And I have gone not once, but twice, and traveled 7,000 miles from Honduras through Guatemala through Mexico. And he's right that there is irregular migration through those countries. But here's the rub. What he didn't say is that the destination for every one of them is to illegally cross and stay in the U.S. And every one of those countries, from Panama to Honduras to Costa Rica to Guatemala and El Salvador have all of them, not one, all of them have asked for help to get this under control from our administration, and we have done nothing, absolutely nothing, to put in place to stop the pull factor, if you will.
It'll never stop. Griff, it'll never stop.
Yeah. That was a stunning moment. And by the way, he did say, well, of course it's secure, and we're working harder to make it more secure, but this is everybody's moving all over other countries. Unbelievable. Very, very, very disingenuous, and that's a fair assessment.
Congressman Griff Jenkins kind of sounded good there,
fella. I like it.
Kinda like that.
Yeah, the problem is we'd never, ever get out of the gate with that. They would take one look at all the stories my wife and daughters would be telling the press, and they would say, nope, okay, yeah. Not this guy.
Well, think of it this way. You're a congressman. You get Taylor Swift. You'd have him, Bubba. You'd get him. I mean, that's for sure. Use the power, man. Use the power.
Listen, tell me about this. So, I don't know if you saw, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is now hammering away on this Taylor Swift thing. And you've got Senator Amy Klobuchar, like literally, Taylor Swift is going to end up being maybe the first hearing we have. And Ticketmaster may be headed for real rough sledding here.
Oh, man. And $35,000 a ticket. Best seats in Atlanta. Griff Jenkins reported that on Fox News last night, and we were stunned. And I'm just thinking, if I won Powerball, I wouldn't spend $70,000 on the best two seats in Atlanta.
Right.
And that makes me 900 years old when I say that. But I would. I just wouldn't do it.
You never know. You might. Listen, I have a conversation. In fact, I'll give you a little insight. So my daughter that's trying to get the tickets, Madeline, goes to University of Georgia. I got to pick her up at 6:30 at the airport today. You know what that conversation in the car on the ride home is going to be about?
Where's my ticket, Dad? Were you successful? Can you get them, Dad?
Tickets. Yeah.
Well, listen, you keep up your fine reporting. We need you out there, Griff, and you're willing to. You're kind of like Dr. Seuss if I ran the circus. You're a Mr. Sneezelock. He'll do anything. Just ask Griff. He'll do anything.
As I was telling you off the air, I feel sometimes like I'm the Golden Corral buffet of news. They just throw anything my way.
And you cover it.
I love that comparison.
And then when you get a chance and it's not freezing, he's a surfer. He's the only big-time reporter that's a surfer. Come on.
That's right. Let's go surfing. That is, it's starting to get cold here, so we're going to need some warm waves
soon.
That's
right.
And listen, buddy, keep up your great reporting. We love you. Griff Jenkins, we appreciate you so much.
Thanks, TJ. You guys have a great weekend.
You as well. Griff Jenkins, Fox News, live from New York City. ESPN 93.5. All right. We want to talk to Ticket Ted about Taylor in just a couple of moments, but ladies and gentlemen, cue the band. Rather large weekend for the University of Illinois. Kent Brown, who's the secret president and runs the university. Nobody knows that. Sorry, I told everybody, Kent, but good to have you on. And I don't think, I always can say stuff because I'm not a reporter, I don't think in the history of our sports we've faced three tougher opponents on one weekend, man. This is football with number 3 Michigan, and then we got two top 10 basketball teams in the same week. It's nuts.
Everybody better take a deep breath, right, and get settled in for this weekend. Yeah, it could be it's challenging to say the least. Hey, what do I need to do to don't you guys get Taylor Swift tickets?
Yeah,
through
Diane's connected. She knows everybody. We'll get you those with the new Kids on the Block tickets too. Okay, man, Kent, would you, if you won Powerball, would you spend $70,000 for the two best seats to watch Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, then.
I wouldn't. Well, because I'm way older than you. I'm way older than you, Kit. I don't understand the kids. I like my dark socks and shorts. Come on. Get up by the yard.
Hey, if I'm winning Powerball, I'm buying a lot of things.
Yeah.
That'd be one of them. Sure.
Absolutely.
It's Kent Brown. So, wow. I mean, Brett Bielema's mother passes away, Marilyn, and her dad, Arnie, is still with us. But 60 years of marriage. Mm-hmm. I pray for Brett and his family. What a tough time.
Very sad. You know, she had been a real fighter. She had beaten breast cancer for many years ago, and a cancer survivor, and has been a someone who Brett has really watched and learned from, obviously, like we do our parents, someone who knew how to live life the right way, and And I know that when Brett was first hired here in that first weekend when we met with him, you know, he talked about the importance of his parents and his mom and what she meant to him. And so this is obviously anytime you lose a parent, it's a very tough situation, and especially when it was unexpected. And so, you know, hopefully everyone keeps Brett and his family and their thoughts and prayers as they work through this situation.
We don't know his status tomorrow. Knowing Brett Bielema as little as I do, I would guess he's going to do what his mama would want him to do, and I bet that's going to coach. But we don't have any announcement or news on that?
We don't yet today. Okay. I haven't spoken with anyone today.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll see.
Yep. Okay. It certainly puts it in perspective what about life. Okay, so
yeah.
Football, 11 a.m. tomorrow. It's going to be 16 degrees when you wake up, Ann Arbor. Basketball in Las Vegas.
Yes.
It'll be nice and warm in the UNLV. And I saw the tweet with Brad Underwood hugging Lon Kruger. That was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Because Kevin's the coach at UNLV.
Okay.
So we
but we're taking
Kevin's
on UCLA.
UCLA tonight and then Virginia or Baylor tomorrow night. So.
Well, of course, Kevin, you know, played basketball in high school while here in Champaign, Lon coached here. And you know, it's a big weekend for Lon Kruger. He's going into the Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame in Kansas City this weekend as well. So, big basketball games tonight. You know, we'll see, or this weekend, tonight and Sunday, really have a chance to see where this team's at against some really quality guard play. And I'm not sure that we've seen that yet in those first few games. We saw it probably in the secret scrimmage against Kansas, probably a little bit higher. But this will be a good challenge. And I think as I've watched this first few games, Sky Clark has continued to improve. You know, he kind of struggled there for one of the games. I know Coach really kind of let him have it, but he came back the next day and played great. And you know, just controlling the game and. So that's going to be certainly a big challenge as we go through these tournament games out there. And then, you know, the football game tomorrow is monstrous. It could really make a big step. It's kind of like we've been talking about the Ohio State game of 2007.
Yeah, right.
And the record, the Illinois record was the same going into that game. Hmm. Ohio State was number one and Illinois was 7-3. And that really pushed the Illini, you know, into the Rose Bowl that year once Ohio State got into the championship game. And so that was a big victory. And so this is something that could propel, you know, the same type of scenario, I think, if Illinois were to win and then be able to beat the next game. So it's got a lot riding on it. We've got two home volleyball matches this weekend for the last home, you know, opportunity for fans to watch the volleyball team here in Champaign. So those are big matches as well. So,
all right,
a lot of stuff going on.
You can check me because I'm a little whacked out when it gets closer to football and kickoff. But I'm going to say in the fourth quarter tomorrow, this is my hot take.
Okay.
Fourth quarter tomorrow, Kent, the game will not be decided. How about that?
I would think that's probably a good chance that that's going to happen.
Wow.
You know, interesting. You know, I was watching, you know, there was a Ty Douthar, you know, who was a great running back for
remember
us
him.
In the early 90s. Posted a video from the 1992 game. I think that was the game that Illinois won up there, where Simeon Rice caused a fumble at the very end, and Johnny Johnson.
Jim Klein, number 25.
Yeah, Jimmy Klein.
Yep.
Yeah, for a touchdown on fourth and six, the last minute, and it was the Gary Moeller show, and so it was kind of the Michigan side of it, and so it reminded me a lot of the things and how Illinois really ran the ball that day and took advantage of some situations that to put themselves in a position to win. And, you know, the Illinois defense was really good, had a lot of great players on it. And so we need some guys to step up. We're you know, caught a little bit of the injury bug the last couple weeks. And so there's going to be, you know, we're reaching deeper a little bit into that defensive backfield. And so that's an area that I think we'll have to keep a real close eye on. Need to get our running game going and balance it with some passes, and our defense needs to really bow up and play well, because they're Michigan's a very, very good football team. They just haven't played a great schedule yet. And so, you know, hopefully we can give them a really stout challenge and take our chances there.
Any news on Chase?
Well, not that I can tell you, Stevie.
Okay.
I know it's just you and I talking here.
Yeah, nobody's listening. Don't worry about it. It won't get – well, listen, I hope, obviously, for his sake he gets to play and for our sake, but what a great story, Chase and Sidney. Just a fabulous – Sports Absolutely. Illustrated had a great big – feature on them, which is it's just been an awesome year. The last 2 weeks have been very painful because of the growing expectations, but all in all, we all would have taken 7-5, 8-4, 9-3. We all would have jumped at that in July. There's no doubt about it.
Well, considering where we've been for the last, basically 10 years, we've seen the growth of this program, and we talk about it all the time. You know, there's growing pains that goes through this, and it's not always an immediate jump to the top echelon. And so we've had to take some lumps these last 2 weeks, because you know, anytime you have those opportunities at home, especially, you want to take advantage of it. And that's one thing that Brett's talked about with his team from the very beginning. You got to win your home game.
I think we'll play well. I really do.
We've got Michigan State at 7 o'clock tonight, and then seniors honored in the game against Iowa at 1 o'clock on Sunday. There's no short of Illini athletics to sports.
Lots going on this weekend. Lots going on, President.
That's exactly right.
President Brown. Okay, my friend. appreciate you, and keep it going. Go Illini. We appreciate you, Kent.
ILL.
I-N-I.
Appreciate that. We're going to end our show today. Our friend Ticket Ted, Taylor
if
Swift.
He's still with us.
He's there. Hey, Ted.
I'm here.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, Stevie?
I just, you know more than anyone about how this works. So what happened with Taylor Swift?
It's a game. It's a releasing of the tickets is a game. It's a manipulative process. Keep them wanting more, and they deal with the obsessive compulsive behavior that we have in America today. They're adding shows as we speak. When they add shows, that reduces the price of the ticket. But it's 6 months away. Christmas is on the doorstep.
I see.
So, Daddy, I want it. Daddy, I want it. But the thing, Bob Rue owns Live Nation and Ticketmaster. He used to promote concerts in Champaign at Studio One. Jay Goldberg would be a better person to talk to, or Mr. Max, but the thing that gets me, and I've told it to Brian Barnhart for a couple of years, Memorial Stadium is a gold mine. Rolling Stones, Taylor Swift, Garth Brooks. You could buy the coach of Alabama off one concert. You could pay his payroll.
Wow.
Lauren Tate said the other day the total revenue for tickets for football is only $6 million a year. That's one concept.
Unbelievable. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing
Let's do a Farm Aid again.
That's my question.
Why would
Jimmy
we use
John, more? Shad Khan, several people could, here, finance it.
Yep.
Let's do it.
I'm just wondering why, it's a good point, in summer concerts at Memorial would ever be fun.
You'd have to coat the field with plywood or even redo it.
Sure.
They pay $400,000.
You could do it.
They pay $400,000 to redo after Lollapalooza. But neither here nor there. The money's there.
Yep.
Memorial Stadium's a gold mine.
Hey, Ted.
And if you have a chance to talk to Jay Goldberg, bring him on.
Appreciate
you, buddy. Thanks, Ted. ESPN 93.5. We wrap in just a moment. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana. And this Saturday, this midwinter feel continues on as expected over the weekend with a couple of passing snowflakes. Certainly beats the big snows, lake effect style, southwest Michigan. And yeah, they've even had to move football games around out of that Buffalo area in an elongated stretch of big snows that'll pile up 5 to 7 feet in that particular part of the lower lakes region. But back closer to home, our big story around here, milder days and a quiet weather picture into Thanksgiving week. Not today, though. Cold wind at 29. Couple of snowflakes. Gusty southwest to west wind. Seasonally cold tonight. Clouds break 16. Tomorrow rather windy, turning colder, partly sunny. Highs up near 34. Low temperatures drop in the afternoon. The winds turn west. They could 20-30 mile per hour gust as the afternoon wears on, up to 40 miles per hour as well in open areas. Down near 12 tomorrow night. Sunshine 30 on Sunday. 45 Monday. Near 50 Tuesday and Wednesday. A little bit of rain and wet snow. No big deal for Thanksgiving Day. Quiet on Friday. Highs in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, Abby Dolchis, Greg Sol. old guy.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you very much. It's ESPN 93.5 as we wind up our program for today. It is Friday. It is November 18.
Ready for the weekend. Yep. It'll be chilly, but all good.
You got Junior League.
Yes, the Festival of Trees is going on. The Tinsel and Tickets Tree from Stevie J Broadcasting has all kinds of tickets on there. So bid on that and support community projects.
Yep, and enjoy your weekend. And we got a lot of Illinois to consume.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see where we are Monday morning. We'll get comments from both coaches. We'll have clips from Brad Underwood. They'll play Friday, Saturday, home Sunday, I think.
That's right.
And then football, of course, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. And again, if we're in the game in the fourth quarter, I think we'd all be pleasantly surprised. And I think we're going to play well, but he said we have to a little deeper in the backfield, defensive backfield, which is not good news.
Okay.
So, and Chase Brown, the fact that he didn't tell me, I'm expecting Chase to play. So,
is that the hidden code?
That is what I who knows. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing has what you're looking for in supplemental heating and cooling in your home, garage, or shed. The super high efficiency of a Daikin ductless mini split is great to add to those areas that just don't heat or cool the way they should. By installing a Daikin mini split, you may qualify for a $700 rebate. For more information on the Daikin Mini Split, call Dogtown today at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at pdrauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Find your perfect artificial Christmas tree at Prairie Gardens. With so many styles and sizes from which to choose, the area's largest tree selection is waiting for you. Your expert will guide you to a tree that's just right. From the lights to the style to the just perfect size, at prices you'll love and the very best tree guarantee, 'tis the season to find your perfect artificial Christmas tree at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and totally Christmas.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neal at Burwash in Savoy.
It's a totally Christmas winter wonderland at Prairie Gardens. Ornaments, decor, wreaths, garlands, and so much more already now. Along with brand new savings. This week, save 50% off all Christmas bushes. Select large Christmas candle jars are $6.97. All furniture, save 10%. Plus, find your perfect artificial Christmas tree with the largest largest selection around and very best tree guarantee at Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
Looking for a custom design that stands out for your business? Wanting to get your vehicle wrapped but just don't know where to go? It's Aftershock Decals and Designs. From vehicle wraps to building designs, Aftershock creates designs that make heads turn. Heck, they wrap all of Land's heating, cooling, and plumbing trucks and vans. The one where Troy Lands is waving? That's Aftershock. Aftershock Decals and Designs. Heck, they also do signs, banners, even amazing coffee tumblers. Check them out at AftershockDD.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis.